As usual, on Thursdays at this time, it's time for our Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce this morning our Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School, Ella Salenbein. And Ella, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Hi, thank you.
Well, you have quite a sports background. We know that in the Adrian High School swim and dive team at the state meet, you placed third in the 50 freestyle, sixth in the 100 freestyle, and you anchored the seventh place 200 free relay, and you established All-State honors in all three of those. And
yes.
Tell us about it.
It was really, really fun. It was kind of overwhelming, but the state meet, it's fun and it's hard, but yeah, it's...
Now, you qualified for more than just three, right? But
yes, I qualified in every event, but I picked my top events to swim.
And that's kind of a rule that you can only swim
yes.
in three events.
You can swim two individuals and two relays at the state meet.
Okay, and so tell us, what's your favorite of the three?
The 50. The 50, yeah.
So you're pretty fast.
Yeah.
So what was your time?
A 23.9.
23.9, wow. Mm-hmm. That is pretty fast.
Yeah.
How does that compare to the record?
Well, I have the record for Adrian High School.
Okay.
But the winner of states went like a 23.6.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
That's a little ways off. And what year are you at Adrian?
A sophomore.
Sophomore. So you got some time to go.
Yeah.
And also, not only swimming, you were named to the Cave First Team All-County in volleyball.
Yes.
So how do you do volleyball and swim at the same time?
It's difficult, but you just have to communicate with your coaches and let them know your schedule and communicate about like practice schedules and games. And
how are you able to balance the practice time and the competition of both sports?
I normally do like an hour and a half at each sport, and I have to get out early of each to go late to the other, but I go to like 3.5 hours of practice each night. So
wow, that's a lot. That's some commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely commitment. And of course with swim, it seems like you have to be in the pool all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just part of the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, volleyball, swimming, which one do you like the best?
Probably swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, and I'm better at it, and I like can compete higher at like a higher level in it. So it's just more fun for me.
So do you have aspirations to maybe after high school?
Yeah, my goal is to swim like at Michigan, but we'll see.
That's a pretty big goal.
Yeah.
That's great.
What year are you in high school right now?
A sophomore.
Sophomore.
Okay, awesome. So do you have any goals for the rest of your high school career that you'd like to meet?
My goal is to win states in the 50 by the time I graduate and hopefully get a relay up there again, because we won last year in our relay, but hopefully by my senior year to do that again.
So tell us about your Adrian High School teammates in swim and dive. Obviously, you have a pretty good nucleus of swimmers, and so tell us about those individuals.
Well, a lot of them are my really close friends, and I really enjoy being their teammate, and they just make practice and meet so much more fun, and it's good to have them on the team.
What's your favorite stroke to swim?
Freestyle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about freestyle makes it your favorite?
I'm the best at it, like it's my favorite stroke, and it's.
Which one would you say is the most difficult?
Probably butterfly.
Butterfly. What makes butterfly the most difficult?
It's, I don't know. You have to go like with like both arms every time, and it's just harder than every other sport.
A little bit more taxing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take a break for a message from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District. But we will be back to talk more with Ellis Allenbein from Adrian High School right after this message.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
You're back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program, and with us we have Ellis Allenbein from Adrian High School Swim and Dive and also the volleyball team. Besides those two sports, do you play anything else?
Yeah, I'm in basketball right now, and I'll play soccer in the spring.
Wow, four sports, yeah. And how do you do that and balance that out with your schoolwork?
You have to have good time management, and I actually don't have a lot of homework, so I just do most of it in school and then go to practice every night. So
in volleyball and swimming, like you said, you spent so much time at each,
mm-hmm.
but I would think swimming would take up more time than your volleyball.
Yeah. Swimming, yeah, it does, but I try to even them out so that I can do both at the same time.
What's been some of the highlights for you this season in terms of swimming? What have been kind of the moments that you've enjoyed the most or meets that you feel like have gone really well?
We at SECs, we all swim really well, and I rebroke my record at States for the 50, so.
That's awesome. And what is your record time in the 50?
It's a 23.9.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you said you're playing basketball right now. What position do you play?
Like number five or like the center.
Okay, very good. So how's the Adrian girls basketball team going to do this year?
We're looking better. We had a scrimmage against Blissfield, and we didn't win, but we like hung with them. And I think we have a good chance at going farther than we did last year.
All right. So, and your coach for basketball?
Coach Moore. Steve Moore,
yeah. Yep, Steve Moore. All right, very good. And anything else you'd like to tell us about swim and dive or your volleyball squad? I know your volleyball did very well.
Yes.
This year. Tell us a little bit about how far you went.
Well, we knocked out Tecumseh in the first round of district, so that was good. And then we made it to district finals in volleyball, and yeah.
All right. And we might give some credit to your coaches,
yes,
both in swimming and in volleyball. Tell us about your coaches.
They're both great, and they're very flexible about my schedule, and they understand that I'm doing both, and it's just really fun to have them.
And their names?
Christy Pino, Robert Petkiss, and my volleyball coach is Carrie Davis.
All right. And you said you are also going to play soccer?
Yes.
So when does that season start then?
Spring,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get through basketball first.
Yes, yeah.
All right, well, Ella, we want to thank you for coming in and being with us this morning on Inside the Cave, and congratulations on all your athletic achievements, and I'm sure we're going to see you inside the cave maybe a few more times before you graduate.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's Ellis Allenbein, our Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.